Hello, my name is Jared Johnson, and today I'm going to be talking about how cops are a marginalized group in America. Did you know that in 2018, 144 police officers were killed in the line of duty? The job of a police officer is to protect innocent people from harm or potential danger. However, they are still discriminated against and marginalized because people say that they are corrupt and racist and all these other things. People are too sensitive and don't realize how much training and preparation and what all cops have to deal with mentally and physically. Although cops aim to help protect us and keep us safe from potential danger, they are still discriminated for doing their job. Cops need to take certain measures to ensure our safety, and people hate them because of that. First of all, cops are simply misunderstood and mistreated. If you took a cop and a normal everyday person, you would see that cops have to make more important decisions and have to deal with a lot more difficult situations every day. Most cops have to do things that other people would not think is right, such as deciding whether or not they have to shoot someone, what actions they would need to take to detain someone, and what they need to know basically every law so that they can ticket or arrest people for it. However, when cops take these actions, people decide to think of cops as corrupt and that they have too much power when they are just doing their job. An example of people mistreating cops would be an employee at Dunkin' Donuts in New York City allegedly refused to take the order of two New York Police Department officers. When asked why they wouldn't take their order, the worker simply responded, "I don't serve cops." This is an example because the worker had a negative view about cops and wouldn't take their order even though they didn't do anything. I believe a simple way to fix these problems would to inform the public about cops and what they have to go through, and that it isn't fair to mistreat them for doing their job. If people were more informed about cops, they wouldn't realize that what they're doing is for the better and that there wouldn't be any discrimination against them. Another way cops are marginalized is because they receive backlash from doing what they're trained to do and what they have to do. For example, my brother's best friend, who works with him and have known each other their whole life, had to shoot a woman on duty because she was threatening innocent people and cops with a knife at a Jack in the Box. And she wouldn't drop the knife after being tased and asked to multiple times. Him and another cop both shot the woman, only with the intention to immobilize her, but eventually she died because she was shot in the wrong place and bled out. So he went to court, and the woman's family, she hasn't talked to in years, got $9 million because they say he used excessive force, even though he was told at the station that he did everything he was supposed to. Now his name is released to the public, and he's being tagged around the city of Long Beach and has money on his head. If you look it up in news articles, they usually depict him as the bad guy and focus on how he took a woman's life and how her family lost her, instead of focusing on how they had to make the decision after she wouldn't listen to orders and that the taser didn't affect her and that other innocent people's lives were in danger. This shows how cops are definitely marginalized because it shows how media depicts the cop as the bad guy and that they are taking things too far, even though that they are doing everything they're supposed to. In my brother's friend's case, he was told at the station that he did everything right and he was supposed to do, and now his life is 10 times harder because people want him dead. I believe a simple way to solve this would be to just inform the public that the cops are people too, and with lives and emotions, that they have to make hard decisions whether you like them or not, and that what they do is mainly to protect other people's lives. Cops' jobs are very difficult and require a lot of training and mental preparation to be able to accomplish. When people think cops are being given too much power and they shouldn't be able to kill people, they don't realize how much they have to learn and the training that they go through. Also, people don't realize that cops become cops to protect people, put their lives on the line every day to keep their city safe, and people don't realize that their intention isn't to kill people. Before people hate on cops, they should be more informed about them and realize it takes a lot of courage and what they do is for the better of the people.